Tuesday, the 17th of July, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Zan, Tefillah B'Tzibur.
The Mechaber Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Samach Tes, the following halacha. I thought it might be appropriate to discuss a little bit of the inyanim of when a tzibur gets together, the inyanim of kedusha, when the tzibur comes together, when they can say kedusha, when they can't. In a holiday, sometimes this, the times of inyanim don't always synchronize together. So maybe it qualifies as inyanim the yoma. So the Mechaber Paskins as follows: if 10 people, Nesh Bnei Adam Shes Paralu, 10 people come together, they've all daven mincha, shach mincha, ma'ariv b'yachidus. All of them thought that they wouldn't find a minyan, so they've all daven shminas mincha. Then they find themselves together, and now they would like to go and do chazar hashatz. Obviously, they wrote down again, they're still a shminas, but now that there's a minyan, so they would like to go and do a chazar hashatz, and with a kedusha. So the Mechaber Paskins, in Yesh Bnei Adam Hisparu, Kalecha Bifnei Atzur B'Yachid, 10 people, V'loi Shomu Le Kaddish V'loi Kedusha, and now they come together, it's Gesundheit, now you have a minion, so you use Mishtol Tachavek, and you say Chazar Tashatz. The Shulchan Aruch carries on and says even more. If you've got 10 people, 9 of whom have davened with a Tibur, Kedusha, they've done everything. There's only one of them who has davened only Yechidus of a Seltema Achzor Sachat, he hasn't davened a Kedusha. So the Mechaber Paskins, even for that one, you have a minion, there's one person who needs Kedusha, it's for that one person, as long as the other 9 people don't mind waiting, is you can make a Achzor Sachat for this one person. This is the din which is the Paskin in the Mechaber. The Mishnah Brura, however, brings, in the name of the Radvaz, that we don't, this is not our minik. Our minik is, if somebody has already davened a Shtilah Shemun Esra, the Yechidus, so the Lashon of the Radvaz is Parach Minayu, it's already run away from him, it's already flown away from him, the Chiyuv of Kedusha, since he already davened the Yechidus. And so, in the Halacha would be, in our, as opposed to the Mechaber, in these two aforementioned cases, where you have people who have davened the Yechidus, but they haven't done a Chazor Hashatz, since at the time when they davened Shemun Esra they didn't have a Tzibur, you cannot just go and make a Chazor Hashatz. Since at the time when they davened the Shtilah Shemun Esra they were not obliged, they didn't have the Chiyuv, it doesn't come back when they come together as a minyan. This is the Halacha. However, the Mishnah Brura says, there is one aspect of the Mechaber with which we do go. And that's as follows. If you have 10 people, 9 of them have done and dusted, they've done mincha with a minyan and everything. One of them hasn't davened at all. So he hasn't even davened yet. There's still a shemesh. So then, Paskins, the Mishnah Brura, then even we agree. That since this one person, you can't say about him, Parach Minei, it's already flown away from him, the Chiyuv, he hasn't been damned at all. So then the din is, for this one person, we agree that they do, these 10 people get together, and they make a Chazor Hashatz for this one person. Because since he hasn't damned even a Stilish Menestra yet, then his Chiyuv he is entitled to a Kedusha, and therefore they'll make a Chazor Hashatz for this one person. Is Mishnah Brura brings in the name of the Magen Avraham that in such a case, this one person will not daven first a Shtilah Shemun Esra and then a Chazor Hashatz, so they won't need to wait that long for him. All they'll do is just the Chazor Hashatz. Why? Says the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham, because the whole purpose, the whole object of the exercise is because he wants a Kedusha. That means the others have all davened. He needs a minion. He needs a minion for Kedusha. Tfilah B'Tzibur is not going to have because he's the only one who's davening. So what did he need the Tzibur for? He needs a Tzibur for the Kedusha. To be a Kodesh Kodesh. So for that, you don't need the Shtilah Shemun Esra. If you made a Zok, the Magen Avraham, what will happen is that he will daven loud and say a Shema Esra now and go straight to and go to Kedusha. There's no need for him to first say Shtil Shema Esra and then Chazal for Shabbat. Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, very good. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Oibazai, the Magen Avraham just makes that point. But you only, although you just do the Chazal for Shabbat, you don't do the Shtil Shema Esra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very good. Oibazai, even the whole Chazal for Shabbat is also not necessary. So all you say loud is the first three brachas, Kedusha with the Ladoi Ladoi, after Kedush, and then the rest can go, and then he'll carry on himself. As I stated in Gepas. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, but it depends on the following. One more condition, that's what I say. If you have, let's say you've got in this minyan, 10 people, you have either from 1 to 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 people in this situation, of these 10 people who have not done it at all. So then the din would be, as we've said, up to 5 people, you have up to and including 5 of the 10 people haven't davened at all. So then this would be the arrangement. One of them would go Shtol Dechavek and say Shmoneh Esra, Hecha Shmoneh Esra to Kedusha, Ato Kadosh, and then the rest would go and those who want to daven would continue in the Shtol Shmoneh Esra. However, if there are 6 or more, even though you don't have a minion, 6, 7, 8, 9, obviously if you have 10, you have 10, but if you have 6, 7, 8 or 9, then Zok the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Magen Avraham, the din is that they have to go through the whole procedure, a Shtil Shmoneh Esra, followed by a Chazal for Shabbos. As they paskened the Mishnah Berurah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Livracha, in a tshuva, this is a Chelek Aleph, in Erechayim, Chelek Aleph, in Simon Chav Ches, so he speaks about this Mishnah Berurah, which is in fact the Magen Avraham, and he tries to understand it. What's the difference whether you have 5 people or whether you have 6? If you've got up to 5, then there's no Shtil Shmoneh Esra. You go straight to Chazal Hashatz because the whole purpose is for Kedusha. So therefore, what's the point of, what's the need? There's no need for Shtil Shmoneh Esra. And yet, if you have 6 and more, then the din is that you have to do the whole davening like as if you would have a minion. You have Shtil Shmoneh Esra and then Chazal Hashatz. Says Rav Moshe. L'chaira, the simple way, the straightforward, obvious suggestion which presents itself is, we have a rule of Ruboi Kekuloi. So you've got 6 people, that's the majority of a minion. So Amela, since you have 6 people who haven't davened at all, so therefore they have an obligation of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Their obligation of Tefillah B'Tzibur requires them to daven, not just the Chazal Hashat, daven a Shtil Shmoneh Esra, in order that they should fulfill their obligation of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And therefore, since you have 6, so you apply the rule of Ruboi Kekula, you've got the majority of a minion, they therefore have to go and daven a Shtil Shmoneh Esra in order to be mekayim the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and then they go too and they do Chazal Hashatz. That would appear to be the straightforward explanation in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Ramosha, no, that's not acceptable. This cannot be the meaning, this can't be the meaning behind this din of the Mishnah Berurah. Says Ramosha, a most obvious two reasons why this is incorrect. The first is poshut. In order, says Ramosha, to have something which is considered Tefillah B'Tzibur, you need 10 daveners. You can't come along with longness of rave. You've got 10 people, 6 of them davening, the other 4 are not davening, they're doing Mamma Sedra, they're doing something else. So you're going to tell me you have a Tefillah B'Tzibur? A Tefillah B'Tzibur needs 10 people actually engaged in Shmoneh Esra, davening. You cannot use the principle of Ruboi Kekuloi to create, you can't turn them into daveners just because of the rule of Ruboi Kekuloi. Is Ramayla Tanit Ramayisha? You can't tell me the reasoning of the Mishnah Berurah why, when you've got 6 people, you first need a Shtil Shmoneh Esra, is because now they have in this Shtil Shmoneh Esra there will be a fulfillment of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Surely there won't. Number one. Number two objection, says Rav Moshe, if we explain the Mishnah Berurah in this way, that because there's 6 of them, and therefore they have an obligation of Tefillah B'Tzibur, that requires therefore that they must daven a Shtil Shmoneh Esra, then this reasoning implies that on the Chazal Hashatz, Chazal Hashatz does not have the doesn't have the classification of a Tefillah B'Tzibur. Again, let's think out the reasoning. The Mishnah Berurah says when you have six people, then you're obliged first a Stilis Ben Asra, and then a Chalos HaShatz. You can't just go straight to the Chalos HaShatz. So Lechaya, why? If this is the explanation, because of Tzilah B'Tzivah, that means you're telling me, you know why? Because Chazaz HaShatz, that doesn't count as a Tzilah B'Tzivah, you're doing a solo. So that's not Tzilah B'Tzivah. Says Ramesh, that's not true. Since the Chazan, when he's davening for the Tzivah in order to make a Kedusha, in order that they should come together and be able to say Kedusha. Therefore, the Chazan who davens, even though he's the only one who's davening, that Tzilah counts as a Tzilah B'Tzivah. He says the most approved to this. For example, let's say the Chazan, someone has Yahrzeit, for example, and he comes to Shul a bit late, and they're already in the middle of the Stilah Shemin Esrei, or they're just about to start Chazos HaShatz. So state the Shulchan Aruch that the person, this late comer, he can go straight to the Amud and do Chazos HaShatz. Okay, so he does his Chazos HaShatz. Now that he's finished, does he have to wait for the next minion to daven his Stilah Shemin Esrei, the Tzibur? At the moment, he just did a solo. He did it. He did a Chazos HaShatz. Nobody was davening with him. So now, surely, there's an argument to be made, point to be made, he should now wait for the next minion and daven his Stilah Shemin Esrei in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, the chiyuv, the obligation of Tzibur and Tzibur. The din is, before the Shulchan Aruch, that's not necessary. Reason being, because Chazaz HaShatz also has the qualities of Tzibur and Tzibur. You're davening for the Tzibur, and therefore it has the minor, you are fulfilling Tzibur and Tzibur.
Why is it not different to be some of these? Didn't daven, he listened to Chazaz HaShatz, he's not Yahrzeit.
Yeah, but since the person who's davening is davening for the Tzibur, because, first of all, to be able to say Kedusha, and second of all, the Gemara says, and also the Gemara says that for an Eimei Boki, someone who doesn't know how to daven, theoretically, then the Chazan's Tefillah, he would be Moitzi, so you are davening for the Tzibur. And therefore, the Mechamah passes you don't need. So you see from there that the Chazaz HaShatz has the minor of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Meila says, Tainas Ramesha, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and we see this is not a valid explanation. The Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, said, if you've got five people, you have our minion of 10 people. Five have davened, five have not davened. So then the din is, so in order to provide these five for Kedusha, all you do is a Chazaz HaShatz. So they don't need to do a Stilah Shemin Esrei. If, however, you have six or more, then they must first do a Stilah Shemin Esrei, followed by a Chazaz HaShatz. Our suggestion was, why does six change things? So our suggestion was, six changes things because now they have an obligation of Tzibur and Tzibur. Where's the Tzibur? You've only got six. So Kamesha, the Chanish, you don't have 10 daveners, number one. Number two, the Chazaz HaShatz, you also count as Tzibur and Tzibur. So this cannot be the reason why, once you have six or more, you must first do the Tzibur Shemin Esrei. So what is the reasoning behind it? So Ramesha says as follows. There's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says, we don't pass it like this, but the Gemara says Rav Asi held, in Megillah Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Rav Asi held that the Megillah must always be read the Tzibur. Not only, even Bezmanai on Purim, it must be your only Yotza if you say the Megillah the Tzibur. As they state in the Gemara according to Rav Asi. So the Rishonim ask a Kasha on this Rav Asi. There's a Mishnah later on in Megillah, in Daf Chof Gimel on the base, which the Mishnah counts all those things which are required to be done in a Tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah, Chazaz HaShatz, Baruch Hu, the various things. So the Rishonim asked on Rav Asi, according to you, Rav Asi, that Megillah also requires a Tzibur, so why isn't Megillah also counted in that Mishnah? We don't find the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah counted in that Mishnah and Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. It's listing out all those, didn't it? Why not Megillah? Well, it's a different. You see, Kriyas HaTorah is unanimous. You can't be managed to say, because Kriyas HaTorah, everyone agrees, needs a Tzibur. Mashenkin, Kriyas HaMegillah, it's only Rav Asi's opinion. So Rav Asi, yeah, but you see, it's not Poshut, Maharaj, it's only Rav Asi who holds like that. So should it be mentioned in the Mishnah? Look at that Poshut. I mean, we don't pass like that, Maharaj. It's not straightforward. So the Rishonim answer as follows. There's two truths, but the third, which concerns us, is as follows. It's true. Tfilah, Megillah needs a Tzibur. And Kriyas HaTorah needs a Tzibur. But there's a fundamental difference, the Ramban says, between the Chiyuv Tzibur of Kriyas HaTorah and the Chiyuv Tzibur of Kriyas HaMegillah. Zok the Ramban Azeh. Kriyas HaMegillah is essentially a Chiyuv on Kol Yochid VeYochid. I have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah. It's a Chiyuv on the Yochid. It's just as a condition that this mitzvah cannot be performed unless you have another 9 people. It must be done by Tzibur. Over the obligation is on the Yochid. However, Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah which Chazal gave to a Tzibur. There's no such thing as a chayva on a Yochid to lane. There's a chiyuv. You have a Tzibur, now you have a chiyuv to lane. What's an afkimila between, it's a chiyuv, but what's an afkimila between the two types of chiyuvim? Says the Ramban, the afkimila is as follows. What happens if you have 9 people who have heard laning, and one person who's not heard laning? This could easily happen. You come to davening, you miss Kriyas HaTorah, the laner was finished davening. Now you've got a minion over here. You say, Rabbi, do you mind to wait? Can I just lane again? So I've got a minion, and I need to lane. Can we just go and lane, call up, or not? Zokti Ramban, and the Chayal of Tafkin has this been. Since Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on the tzibur, you need a tzibur of people who need to lane in order to be able to perform Kriyas HaTorah. If you only have one person who needs to lane, he's on a tzibur. And if he's on a tzibur, then on this group of people, there is no mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So even though you have 10 people, 11 people, and one of them needs to lane, there is no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv in this case of Kriyas HaTorah. If they lane and make brachas, it'll be a bracha lebatalah, because there's no mitzvah. Because since the chiyuv is a chayvas hatzibur on the tzibur, we don't have a tzibur of b'nei chiyuva of Kriyas HaTorah. Ma she'i came by Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is a chiyuv on kol yachid v'yachid. So he needs a tzibur, he needs another 10 people, an audience of 10. But the chiyuv is a kol yachid v'yachid, as long as you have one person who has to hear the Megillah, so then that's fine. You call another 9, 10 people, even though they've heard already, fine, you can lay in Megillah with everything. Even according to Rav Asi, that means. Even according to Rav Asi, you require a minion, that's okay. And that's why it's not counted in the Mishnah of Gimel Amud Beis, because it's a fundamentally different type of chiyuv. I'll do Dr. Ramban. Pasha Zocher. Oh, Pasha Zocher, Pasha Zocher is an afkimina. Pasha Zocher, you know, the meaning is the Noshim come in the afternoon and they hear Pasha Zocher. You don't have a minion of people who haven't heard yet Pasha Zocher. Everybody was there for Shacharis. Now there are shifts to hold for Pasha Zocher, you need a minion. If Pasha Zocher would have a din of Kriyas HaTorah, you wouldn't be able to do this. If you have frum ladies who like to hear Kriyas HaTorah, you can't go mincha time and lane again with the ladies. You can't do that because you don't have a minion of people of anoshim who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Of a Parsha Zocher is like Kriyas HaMegillah, because Parsha Zocher is a chiyuv of kol yochid v'yochid to hear Parsha Zocher. It's just that it must be done with tzibur. It must be performed with a tzibur. But the chiyuv is essentially of kol yochid v'yochid. And therefore, as long as you have one person, or even one lady, if they're mechuyev, who need to hear, and you have an audience of 10, fine, go ahead and lay in Pasha Zocher. So this is the difference between the two, and that's why it's not counted. Says Rav Moshe as follows. Dr. Moshe Feinstein, Zichrei Levracha, Ibazai, in just like Ramban says, by Kriyas HaTorah, that Kriyas HaTorah is a chibas HaTzibur. And therefore, if you don't have 10 people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah, if you only have 5 or 6 or 7 people, then the law is you cannot lane, because says Rav Moshe as follows. In the Chazaras HaShatz, in the Chiyuv of Chazaras HaShatz, there are be'emes two distinct chalokim, two dinim in Chazaras HaShatz. One obligation of a Chazaras HaShatz is it's a hechetimsa for kedusha. You have a mitzvah to say kedusha. So the Chazaras HaShatz is a hechetimsa to be able to say kedusha. Number two, there is a takana which Chazal made that when a tzibur come together, they have an obligation, they have a mitzvah to do Chazal Shabbos, to say over again a hechishmanetzra. Says Rav Moshe, the two chiyuvim, there's a big difference between the two chiyuvim, and the difference is this difference between the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Ramban's difference. Kedusha, the mitzvah of kedusha, of saying kodesh kodesh, is the mitzvah of kol yochid v'yochid. There's a mitzvah which every single person has twice a day to say kedusha. It's a mitzvah on the yachid. Grab it, it's a mitzvah which you can't do unless you have a minion. But the ba'atim, it's a mitzvah, I call yachid b'yachid. The chiyuv of chazos hashatz, which Chazal said, shachris and mincha, that chiyuv is a chivas hatzibur. The ba'atim, the mitzvah, the chiyuv which Chazal mesakim, of chazos hashatz, al chazos hashatz, that's a chivas hatzibur. Says Rav Moshe. If so, if you have a tzibur of five people, of 10 people, five of whom have davened, and five of whom have not davened, then in Ochan Amma, you can do a chazor sash tevila. We'll just do the lums. We'll soon see how it fits into the halachic implications in a minute. You can do the chazor sashat of kedusha. In other words, they can go ahead and do chazor sashat as the kedusha, because there the din of kedusha, that's the chiyuv of kol yochid v'yochid. Every single person has an obligation to say chazor sashat. All he needs is a minion. He needs an audience of 10. So I have an audience of 10. I didn't have it already, so what? Oh, but anyway, it's only a chivas hayochid. So then, if you have up to five people have already davened, and five people have not yet davened at all, so then a chivas chazos hashatz you have of kedusha, but you don't have the takara, you don't have the chiyah, the etzem dikichiyah, the mitzvah of chazos hashatz per se, that chiyah doesn't yet apply. Once you have over five, once you have six, we'll soon see how this fits in. What changes is, once you have a roi, once you have six, then now you have a chiyuv of chazor sashat, which is the chiyuv be'etzem. Not only do you have a chitimsa of saying kedusha, now you have the other din of chazor sashat. Says Rav Moshe, and we'll soon work it out how, that's why the Mishnah Berurah differentiates. Let's go back to the original halacha. If you've got five people, up to five people who have davened, and five people who have not davened at all, Paskut the Mogen Avram, so then the din is, they don't do a Stila Shemun Esra, all they do is they say a Hirka Shemun Esra until after after Kodosh, and then everything goes quiet. Mash Inkin, if you've got six who have not yet davened, they have to go through the whole business, Stila Shemun Esra and the Hirka Shemun Esra. The Svara now is as follows. Originally we thought the chat was, once you've got six, they have an obligation of Tzilla B'Tzibur. That's how we learned originally, but we said that was incorrect. Says Rav Moshe, the Chilik is as follows. If you've got only five people, the Chiyuv is only the Chiyuv of Kedusha. You don't yet have that Chiyuv of Chazor Sashat Be'etzem, because you've only got five. And therefore, since it's only the whole Chiyuv is only of Kedusha, so therefore there's no need to state the whole Shemun Esra, the whole Chazos HaShatz loud, because you don't have a Chivas Chazos HaShatz. You've only got a Chivas Kedusha. You've only got a Chiv Chazos HaShatz to get you to Kedusha. So say loud until Kedusha, and then there's no point in saying loud anymore. Then you carry on quiet. Mashaykh, if you have six and above, now the fact that you have six means we have the Chiv Chazos HaShatz Be'etzem, since we have six. If so, if we have a Takala of Chazos HaShatz, that requires two things. First of all, obviously you've got to say the whole Chazos HaShatz, because now I have the Chiyuv, not just as the Kedusha, I have the Chiyuv as the Etzem Tekona, Chazos HaShatz. So you've got to say the whole Chazos HaShatz loud, and number two, it now requires a Shtilah Shemun Esra as well. That's the Chiluk between five, below five and above five. So Rav Moshe, he says as follows, why Taka, when you have six? Okay, I understand the chilek, but why does six make the difference? Says Rav Moshe, now we can apply the ruling of Rubber Kekulai. And that's as follows. If you have 10 people, in order to have a takara of Chazor Sashatz, we explain from the Ramban, you need 10 people who are B'nai Chiyuva. If 6 out of those 10 are B'nai Chiyuva, they're just like when you drink Roy or the Kais. It's Ki'ila, you drunk the whole Kais. So if you've got 6 out of the 10 people in this minyan are B'nai Chiyuva in Chazos HaShatz, that's Ki'ilu, they're all B'nai Chiyuva in Chazos HaShatz. You don't have 10 daveners. Nobody's doing a Tfilah B'Tzibur, because for Tfilah B'Tzibur you need actually 10 people engaged in davening. That you don't have. You cannot use the principle of Rubah Kekulai to justify that it should be considered Tfilah B'Tzibur, that not. But you can use the rule of Rubah Kekulai to say, since I've got 6 people, a majority of the minyan over here who are B'nai Chiyuva in the mitzvah of Chazos HaShatz, Rubai Kekulai, that's as if all 10 are obliged and have got the Chiyuv of Chazos HaShatz. So I have 10 people, that requires, I can't just stay till after Kedusha. My obligation, the reason why I'm doing Chazos HaShatz, is not only else Als the Kedusha, it's Als the Tzakonim, because Als the Shas. So of course, you have to say the whole thing. Says Rav Meisha. Okay, what about the Shtilah Shemun Esra? Why does that change that now you also have to say the Shtilah Shemun Esra? It says Rav Meisha as follows. The Gemara says, in the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that we pass in the Emes that Me'ikadin, like Rav Gamliel, that the Chazan could be might see the Tzibur with the Hilchos Shemun Esra. Me'ikadin, we don't need to damage Shemun Esra. You have to listen to every word, no learning during Chazan Shabbat. You have to listen very carefully to every word of the Chazan, and we could be Yitzah. That's Me'ikadin. So the Gemara says, why would Chazal be stuck in the Inyan of a Shtilah Shemun Esra? So Chazal, the Gemara answers, it's in order for the benefit of the Chazan, that he should get used to the idea. He should, the loss of the Gemara is Lehazdir Tfilosah. He should if you just said it once before, then it's easier for you to do Chazal Hashat. For example, the halacha is, if I'm an Ashkenazi and I'm davening in a Nusach Sfad minion, so of course, Father Omud, I'll daven Nusach Sfad. If I'm davening Bechidus myself in the minion, there's no problem of Leisis going to do, I'll daven Nusach Ashkenaz. But if I'm the Chazan, then even the Stilich from the Esra, I have to daven the Nusach Sfad from Esra, not the Ashkenaz one. Because it's a practice run. It's Lahavdeh. The idea of the Chazan is, it's a practice run for the Chazal Hashatz. So therefore, even though if I'd be davening part of the Tzibur, just myself, I'd say my own Nusach, but not when I'm doing a practice lap of the Nusach. Then I have to, of course, daven the Shemun Esra, which I'm going to say again. Says Rav Moshe as follows. This Takana, which Chazal said, you need, so to speak, a practice run, you need a house there, they only made this Takana when it's Hakdama to a full Chazal Hashatz. Then it's required that you do this this takon. But when you're not going to do Chazal Hashatz, you're only going to say the first three brachas. It's just a means for kedusha. Then there's no need for this pre. It's a meilos. It's a beautiful. Now it's not as beautiful. If you have five people, 1, 2, 3, 4, five people who haven't davened, or five people who have davened, so the whole thing is only for kedusha. You don't have a minion of people who have not davened, who have a chiyuv of Chazal Hashatz. So then, you don't need the whole Chazal Hashatz, you don't have to college, and there's no need for a practice. And therefore there's no Shtilah Shemun Esra. Ma Shein Kei, if you have six and above, so you have Rubai Kekoloi, Eibazoi, now the Chiyuv is Chazal Hashatz, the whole thing, from beginning to end. If it's the whole thing, it requires a practice. Eibazoi, now you need a Shtilah Shemun Esra. And therefore, that explains the two Dinim. And just to finish off, Rav Moshe says a very interesting halacha. What's the Din? If you've got 20 people in a shul, 7 of them have not davened at all, and 13 have already davened. So Rav Moshe says a very interesting, fascinating halacha. He says at this stage you can't say Rubu Kukulai. You can't say, well, there's 7 people rob of a minion who have not davened, so let's go ahead. No, but there's 13 who have davened. You can't influence. So he says what you're going to have to do is send out 6 or 7 or 8 of the 13. Make them into the mind, but not too many of them. Leave yourself with 3. Make sure you've got the majority of people who have the chiyuv. Then you can say Rubu Kukulai, and then you can have your Shtilah Shemun Esra, and you can dance.